Bryant Street Publishing presents Sinner's Delight by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Marissa Hampton. Prologue. February 25th, 2135, midnight. Eddie Warwick slid his fingers through Destiny's blue hair as she drew his cock between her lips. She slipped one hand to the base of his shaft as she caressed his balls with the other. He hissed in approval as he felt her fingernails graze over the sensitive skin. As she began to work on him in earnest, he leaned against the bedroom wall and gritted his teeth. The stress of the last few weeks had almost been unbearable, or he wouldn't have stopped by Sinner's Delight. Damn, he'd needed this. Stress had been building for weeks from all the politics going on behind the scenes at work. It lurked beneath the surface, sending ripples of uneasiness through just about everyone. He could feel it. The only problem was he had no idea what the fuck it was. Whatever it was, it would probably cause more problems than he wanted to deal with. Eddie had enough problems dealing with his bitch of a wife. For the moment, though, all that mattered was the feeling of having his dick serviced by his favorite whore. He clenched his fingers in her hair as she increased her rhythm. Heat lanced through him, pushing him closer to the pinnacle. Destiny took him balls deep again, then moaned. The vibrations pulled his orgasm from him. He shot his load into her mouth, and like the well-paid whore that she was, she licked up his cum as if it were nectar from the gods, making approving noises. All his worries faded, his body shook, then his muscles relaxed as she drained him. Several moments later, he watched her get dressed, as he reclined on the bed. Destiny's body spoke of her love of exercise. Long, lean, muscled in just the right spots, curved in the areas that mattered. Each time she moved, her body moved like a well-built machine. It was probably the reason she could suck off a cock the way she did. "You were very tense tonight, Eddie," she said as she pulled up her thong. "You have problems at home?" He thought of his diplomat wife, with her perfect hair and perfectly hidden temper. Not to mention the fact that she would never be caught dead in a thong. "No. For once, she's not a problem." Once she finished dressing, she walked over to the bed and sat beside him. She took one of his hands between hers and rubbed it. "You haven't been in for a while. I thought you might have forgotten about me."
"There's no way I could forget about you, Destiny. I'm just glad I could get you tonight."
Her worried expression cleared as she smiled.
"Well, Sasha made sure of it when you requested me."
He nodded. "Ah, I assume that was the case, but I didn't see her."
The owner of Sinner's Delight knew how to keep her customers happy, especially high-ranking officials like himself.
"You have the room for the rest of the night?"
"No, I've brought some files to work on. I'm going home after a bit."
He cupped her face with his free hand. "Thanks, Destiny." The humor that had lit her eyes now dissolved.
"Don't be a stranger, Eddie. I worry about you."
He sat up and brushed his lips over hers.
"Don't worry, love. I'm not the head of Universal Security Council for nothing."
She smiled again, although it didn't reach her eyes. He could tell she wanted to say more, but wouldn't. Although he shared some of his life with her, there was a distinct line between their worlds, no matter how much either of them would wish differently. When he was finally alone, he allowed his mind to drift, trying to get back to the pleasant after-sex feeling he'd just had. The reminder of his work problems, not to mention his less than happy home life, ruined the mood, and he could feel tension inching up his spine. He was jolted out of his thoughts by a knock at the door. Shaking off his morbid feelings, he rose from the bed and grabbed a black silk robe provided by Sinner's Delight. Padding barefoot to the door, he opened it and was surprised to find Betty, another of his favorites, standing on the threshold. She was holding a bottle of Archinian champagne.
"Betty, how are you this evening?"
The smile she shot him was full of sensual promise. He felt his dick stir. Over a month without a woman was apparently too long for him.
"Sasha thought you needed a little extra attention tonight."
Heat pulsed through him as he stepped back to let her in. "I wouldn't want to disappoint Sasha." As she passed him, she brushed her hip against the tip of his cock. Drawing in a deep breath, he closed the door and followed her to the table by the window. She set the champagne down, then turned to face him. She wore only a kimono, black, with the letters S and D embroidered in red on one side. It was the feminine version of his robe, but only hit her mid-thigh, whereas his was full length. Her golden blonde hair spilled over her shoulders and her blue eyes sparkled. She looked like a damn prom queen. If Eddie didn't already know she fucked like a bitch in heat, he'd think she was a virgin sacrifice. Lucky for him, she wasn't.